You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hey, that's right. It's that time in your life when you sit down to listen to casual conversation about the important things in life. You know, stuff that's so important that I don't even remember day to day. Like I was going to give an example of what we talked about yesterday, but I can't do it because I don't remember. I don't remember any of it. Brother Riggins.
Good morning.
I have a little bit of a dilemma, and you know what they say, when life gives you dilemmas, make dilemonade. Yeah. So, you know, we had this dinner party planned a few weeks ago, month ago or so, maybe.
No, I didn't know that.
And because I told you I was going to have to cook something for a vegetarian that was going to be at the thing. Well, that got called off because my wife got sick, you know, that like right before the thing was to happen. So I'm doing gumbo for the regular people, and I have to do something vegetarian for the vegetarian lady. So I've got all that figured out. Here's the thing. The dilemma that I have is the two women that are coming have been to my house. They've been visited Jody. You know, our house is relatively new. So they came over when we first moved in and stuff. They've done tour of the thing. They know what everything is. The men's have not. So I'm sure they're going to, you know, we'll show you this and show you that. They're going to want to see where I got my little studio thing set up and all of that. Well, there are books on display in my house here and there. I mean, it's not like a big bookshelf or anything, but, you know, on tables and things. And I have books in my office / TV watching room. I don't like the term man cave, so I don't use it, but most people would call it my man cave. And these are books that are, I don't read fiction. I never have liked, you know, fiction books because that's what movies and TV are for. Yeah. Fiction. So they're books, they're political books and, things like that. Motivational things. And one of my friends that's coming over he wrote a book, and that's one of the books that I have. His name's Matt Daugherty, and he was a basketball player. He played on the national championship teams of North Carolina with Michael Jordan, and then he was the coach. He was a Division I college coach, and just a well-rounded, successful guy in many areas. So he's got this book, and the book is things that he's learned about motivation and all from his years of coaching sports and being like a business analyst and that consultant, that kind of thing. Well, he knows that I got his book for Christmas. Okay.
Let's see where this is going.
And I did start the book.
Yeah.
But I haven't read much of the book. Probably two chapters in the book. So when he's walking around and he sees that I have these other books on display, and he sees his book, which is,
yeah,
if he asks me anything about the book, I'm going to have to say, you know I got it months ago for Christmas, and but I haven't gotten out of the first two chapters.
Yeah.
That's going to be make me look bad.
It will.
So if I don't want to spark that and I don't put it and I take his book away and it's not out, then he'd probably be thinking and then not even say anything. Well, I'm wondering why my book's not up there with the rest of his books.
I would do the same thing. Why is my book not on display? I would say the same thing. But I can tell you what to do.
Read the book?
No.
What?
Without reading the book. You go, so let's, the scenario is he sees the book and then comes over and says, hey, did you read my book? What you can do is not give him a definitive yes or no. What you can do is go, oh my gosh, that story about blah, 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 that you can pull out of a chapter without giving him a yes, I read the whole thing, or no, I didn't.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
You can pull one small chunk and give him all the details and he's going to go, wow. Speak about it passionately. I think that would cover you, help you cover without reading it.
Good, 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 good. That's what I'll do then.
Yeah. Is it a long book?
Not particularly. Not particularly. Mm-mm.
That's how.
I mean, I could have read it. I could have had time to read it, but well, I got so many streaming services though, man. Yeah, I feel like if I'm not using them, then I'm just wasting money.
Yeah.
So that's why I have to be watching Max and Hulu and the Netflix and Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm not watching those as much as humanly possible, I'm wasting money. Just throwing money out the window.
Yeah. Did he autograph it for you?
No.
No.
That's what I mean. I could, hey, will you sign this while you're here?
Before
I
really kind of butter him up.
Before I feed you, can you?
Hey, would you mind signing this? Little ego boost. I think that's okay to do.
But then I look at it like he never gotten me to sign shit for him.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that knowing in your head I'm a bigger star.
Yeah.
It's kind of like humbling yourself. That's how I would handle it.
And the only reason when we go out in public and stuff that people come up to him and talk to him as fans and stuff and they don't come up to me is because he's so tall.
Yeah.
You know, he just stands out. It's like, you know, if they knew that I were the one standing there right beside him, they'd freak out. But they don't know because, you know, right. I mean, he's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
And they're like, he has to be a basketball person or something. And then somebody goes, oh, yeah, you know who that is. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, they feel obligated to go talk to him, get an autograph or a picture or whatever.
Sure. My mom texts me all the time when she goes to get her nails done. She's like, you're not going to believe who I sat next to today. And it's like a local reporter. I'm like, she's not shit. I have twice as many followers as her on social media. Yeah, I'm not impressed. Now, I wouldn't do that to a stranger, but it's my mom.
Right.
Like, hello, I'm a bigger star.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not when it comes to him. I mean, he's on national TV all the time.
Yeah, that's an impressive person. Yeah.
And such a really nice guy. If he weren't, I wouldn't care one way or the other.
Yeah. Where's he from?
He's from New York originally. Okay. Yeah. Can you believe that?
That your friends, you're having a New York in your house.
And I think his wife may be from Salisbury, where you're from, Salisbury, North Carolina, somewhere like that. She's country girl. Concord, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a country girl.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful. Yeah.
She young?
No.
Younger than him?
No. They're the same age.
Well, I'll ask her name during the commercial. I'm curious.
She used to be a full on model for Ralph Lauren and all of that stuff. Like she used to do runway shows and things of that nature when she was young. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Great. Is she a vegetarian?
Yeah, she's the vegetarian, but it's not for political reasons or anything like that, or they wouldn't be friends of mine. You know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to do a linguine Alfredo for her. That's vegetarian.
She's not a vegan. She's just a vegetarian.
No, she's not a vegan.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see how I could have any type of a friendly relationship with a vegan.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Vegetarians, I feel like, are a dying breed. Like, you're either vegan or you're not. you know, most have gone full vegan if you're going to go that direction.
Remember those pescatarians? Do you hear about that anymore? Where they, the only meat they eat is seafood? Mm-mm. I never hear anything else nobody about that.
Some guy was talking about when he was on keto for a year. He was like, mm-hmm. There was a time when I did a keto for a couple of years. He goes, for a snack, I would just take a block of cheese dipped in mayonnaise. That doesn't even sound good. You'd eat that. Yeah,
just eat the cheese.
Just eat the cheese. Why you got to dip it in mayo? And he was like, and then two burger patties. That was it. That's what I had every day. Like, oh, my God. I bet you didn't poop or anything. A block of cheese. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But mayonnaise.
Yeah, dipped in mayonnaise. That's
so cool. You know, I had a friend growing up. His name was Raymond Durbin. And he would use mayonnaise as a steak sauce. But yeah, he wouldn't dip it in the mayonnaise. He would get a piece of the steak on his fork and then take a spoonful of mayonnaise and wipe it onto the steak and eat it. No thanks. I love mayonnaise.
Yeah, me too.
Would you rather eat a tablespoon of mayonnaise or a tablespoon of butter?
Mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah, I think it'd be easier to eat. Unless it's melted butter, I think that might be actually.
You just drink it?
Yeah.
Like the clarified butter? I don't think that has any taste, clarified butter.
No.
Mm-mm. Just like oil.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I could eat the mayonnaise easier.
Although if there was a country crock, you know, the country crock sitting there, and then a jar of mayonnaise. So get a tablespoon and scoop one of them out. And you got to eat it. Mayonnaise?
I think so.
See, these are the things that that plague men for generations, which would be worse.
Yeah.
Butter or mayonnaise?
Yeah, I think I could do the mayonnaise easier.
All right, so we got that problem solved. That's good. So I'll know how to handle that.
Yeah, when is that, this weekend?
Yeah, what's today, Thursday?
Thursday.
It's tomorrow night, yeah.
Six guests total?
No.
Four?
Two couples.
Two couples and you and Jody.
Yeah. Jody's, you know, vigorously cleaning and, you know, I got to help with that when I get home today.
Is it
I usually do the upstairs and Jody does the downstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this like a special occasion that you're doing this?
No.
I've had a lot of dinner parties lately, I feel like.
This one has been one, you know, we've been trying to get together with them, these couples, for a while. But I don't think it's been a while since we had more than one couple over. I think, yeah.
You're the dinner party people. Were you ever that couple that like always had people over for dinner?
Oh yeah,
you were.
Yeah, when we were, let's say, probably in our from our 30s through like mid 40s, we were the entertainers, you know. All the get-togethers were at our house, and I'm cooking for everybody, and you know, we had a lot of fun. But then we got kicked out of the friend group, and now it's just us
rebuilding,
trying to put a little bait in the water every now and then to get somebody out.
Sure.
Plus, you know, we got people complaining about how far out we live, which is not that far. It's like 12 minutes from where we're sitting right now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It just seems like it is because of the wildlife. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean wildlife like getting drunk and stuff. I mean wild animals.
That'll be fun.
Do you ever see yourself being like, whenever you get married, wanting to have people over and stuff like
sure.
that?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't see that in you.
No. But I like it. But if you ever see me when I actually do come out and there's people around and stuff, I'm pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It can be fun.
I know.
It's just it doesn't happen very often, but and I think people are sometimes surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I'm the life of the party by any stretch of the imagination, but I can easily.
But you do let it be known, you know, most of the time that you're not interested in in going out or doing anything or being around anyone or talking to anyone or spitting on them if they're on fire, you know, any of that stuff. But people do think, I don't know if you know this or not, what people think about you.
People think about me?
Yeah. They think when you are out like that and you're doing stuff, that you are just there long enough to count, that you put your time in and you're ready to go. Well, like you're counting, you're counting down until you can disappear.
That's not totally true. Because your wife sent me a message on Instagram the other day. She found an article that said people that leave parties early save 2.5 years of life when they leave early. And she goes, "You're going to live a long time." So yeah, I probably will. But I don't know. I you always hear leave at the height of the party. Yeah. And that's fine with me. I never overstay my welcome. That's obnoxious.
Yeah. But people, because of, and it may be how, you know, maybe there's been a little bit of exaggeration on the show and things like that. But people think that you're there and you don't really want to be there. And you're just waiting for the opportunity to say, okay, now I can bolt.
Yeah, but that would be in direct contrast to how I'm actually acting in the moment.
Right.
And I don't think I act like that. I might be in my head going, what time is it? But I would never go like... sitting around like tapping my foot going
no, I mean and you're and that's what your mom means by hiding your light under a bushel basket, is because you are Mr. I mean, everybody loves you. Everybody's like, oh my God, it's you never watched Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm-mm. But it was like Raymond was one of those where people would be like, oh, it's Ray. His dad had a friend that every time Raymond walked in the room and that old guy was in there, he'd go, Raymond.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the way people are with you. Riggins is here. Oh, my God.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Like when people are that excited because you don't, you don't overstay your welcome in any scenario.
But then they're like, okay, well, let's soak this up because he's going to, I know he can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah. And that part's not.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And that's why I said it may be because of stuff that's, you know, exaggerated on the show and things to be funny. But you notice that people come, how much longer we have before you're gone?
It's the most common thing people say to me at our events and stuff like that. I bet you're just waiting to get out of here. And I laugh, you know, it's fine. And I don't take it offensively or anything because it's not totally true. But, it's fine. As long as you're happy to see me. Try to make you laugh.
Sure. Okay, we're going to go around the internets with the Gram Slam for the day, and there's some stupidity, as you could imagine. That's coming up next.
TJ's Podcast.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
This sounds suspicious to me. I'm not really a detective. I know a lot about detectiving from studying it, but I'm not an actual detective. I know that comes as a shock to a lot of people. But this headline seems a little bit suspicious. Woman vanished from boyfriend's yacht. Then he replaced the freezer.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I guess you don't really have to be smart to have a yacht.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you put a body in a freezer if you're on a yacht? Why wouldn't you just dump it in the water?
You would think, unless they weren't at sea. They were just, it was docked and they were hanging out on the yacht.
Well, then go out on sea, put the body in the freezer and sink the freezer.
Maybe that's what he did. That's what they're saying.
Oh, and
he all of a sudden he's got a new freezer after she disappeared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really thought about it deeply how I would hide a body, but I feel like if I'm on a boat, I'd probably drive way out and dump the body.
Yeah. You know what I wouldn't do that a lot of people do? Dismember it. Because I wouldn't be able to, I would throw up, pass out. I would, you know, I'm way too queasy to be able to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's always like the torso was found, but the, so it's like they never, the torso is always intact, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But the head and the arms and the legs are gone.
Sometimes though, the killer will separate them, like throw this part here, yeah, this part, so it's harder to identify, you know. Or they'll just lop off the hands and the head, so you can't identify them with dental records or fingerprints.
Yeah, that's how the cartels do it.
Mm-hmm.
Take the hands.
And you know, the more I hear about the drug cartel, the more I think they're just jerks.
Real jerks. Not kind at all. So has this guy been charged with anything? Or
I don't know. I just saw the headline. So,
and you replaced the freezer. Yeah, not a good look, buddy.
Okay, the Graham Slam today. I had no idea that Kanye was. I would never ever imagine that he would be seen doing what he was seen doing. Because while he is, you know, in a lot of people's eyes, he's crazy. He is peculiar and he's weird and sometimes mean. I still picture him though living this high lifestyle of, you know, a billionaire. But never would I think that the paparazzi cameras would catch him trying to go eat lunch at a Cheesecake Factory.
Seems not Kanye like, doesn't it? Yeah, you don't. It's not kind of his thing, but he loves the Cheesecake Factory. It's well documented.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was at the Grove yesterday, which is like our Brookdale Village,
mm-hmm,
if you know.
I've been there.
Shopping and dining and stuff. Oh, you've been to the Grove?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
In LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've got a Cheesecake Factory there, and they showed up at 11:15, and I guess for like an early lunch. Yeah. And his wife wears these like extremely, what do you call
revealing
it? Revealing outfits. And he's got his, you know, all black outfit on.
Yeah, and that's up at like 11:15. That outfit that he wears, it's like a plastic,
yeah,
rubber kind of, you know, he's got to be sweating and nasty in that thing. It looks like they used to make these things called a sauna suit.
Yeah.
That you would work out in and it would cause you to sweat and you would lose, you know, water weight, mm-hmm, while you were wearing it. That's what it looks like to me. And he looks miserable in it. He's wearing these big old military type boots, these clunky boots.
Yeah, he's usually covered.
Yeah, this crazy plastic outfit. It's got to be. No wonder he's always scowling. He's hot as hell in there, I'm sure. And you know he's probably, when he takes that shit off, it's probably smelling like onions on ass.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. He wears some wild outfits.
So he goes, they pull on the door and it's locked?
Yeah, so they pull on the door of the Cheesecake Factory at 11:15. They open at 11:30. And then they just kind of stand there like everybody does when you go to a restaurant or any retail space. And the door is locked. You kind of stand there for a second and look down at the windows to see what time they open, and that's what happened.
Do you ever you're not paying attention so much, like your mind's on something else, and you're in a hurry, and you go to pull that door, and it doesn't, it's locked, and you kind of get snapped back with it. Like,
you pull it so hard, you kind of like rip it, and then when it doesn't give at all, you're like, oh, you just look like a buffoon.
Yeah, and the only thing that I guess that you do at that point, the reaction is to get closer to the window and look in, like,
yeah,
well, something's got to be, this is not me. Something's going on in there. Do I need to call the police? Are they being held captive in this store? Because I know it can't be that I'm just here before they open.
Yeah.
Or you'll also see people step back and look up.
They go, yeah.
They look around like, oh my God, what in the world could this be?
What? And then, yeah. And then you start looking at the windows.
And then they start looking for the hours on the door. And then they'll look back and they'll go, okay, so they're not open. Look at their watch or their phone. Like, how could they not be open?
Yeah, what is going on? And then you realize what makes it worse is now there's like 10 people with cameras watching you do it. So it's just compounded. And meanwhile, your wife's whole butthole is hanging out. And it's probably the most embarrassing thing ever.
Just freaks.
Yeah. And that's certainly not an appropriate outfit for the Cheesecake Factory. I'm not saying you got to dress up in a tuxedo, but please put something over your butthole.
Yeah. I mean, if I saw those two walking down the sidewalk, like in the video, they're just walking down the sidewalk, and then the fan runs up to get a selfie with him, and he poses with her. But it's almost like his picture face is, you know, that scowl that he does. So he wasn't scowling until it was time to take the picture, and then he, you know what Bret Michaels does in pictures? You remember Bret Michaels, the lead singer of Poison?
Yeah.
We've kind of gotten to know him over the years of radio promotions and things like that. And, he's a super cool guy, but we did a thing with him. It was one of the times when Poison had reunited and they were on tour in the early 2000s. And it was right after he did that reality show called Rock of Love, that dating show. Mm-hmm. And so all of the housewives were into him at that point, you know, because they watched that, you know, that dysfunctional show, you know. So the record company said, hey, after the show, they were in Charlotte for their concert. After the Poison concert, they're doing a backstage birthday party for Ricky Rocket, who's their drummer. You guys want to go? I can get you into that. It's like, yeah. So it's Jody and all her other housewife friends and their husbands and I'm back there and all. So Brett comes around and they're all wanting to take pictures. So every picture that he takes, he has a special face, the smile that he does that I noticed. It's not a spread your, you know, the corners of your mouth apart like a regular smile. He kind of pushes his lips out in the front and then clenches the sides of his mouth. And kind of just shows his teeth.
That's weird.
And I'm guessing it's because it doesn't stretch your face out. It may, you know, it supposedly make it imitates a smile, but it doesn't stretch your face out like a regular smile would. It doesn't make your eyes go, you know. And I've noticed on these videos when you make the promos and stuff, I don't just sit around watching myself on video, but when Riggins does these promos, and I laugh. You can't even see my eyes when I'm laughing. Because they're like,
yeah, that's good.
Like that. So I guess this is some sort of a face that he does.
Yeah, a little scowl. He's scowling.
But he's doing a smile, though. No, I mean, Bret Michaels.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the Kanye has a scowl face for pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to see a rapper smiling and like,
no.
Not a Kanye rapper.
But,
it'd be tough.
But I think anybody who's a type of celebrity that's having their picture taken all the time needs a smile, needs a picture face that they always go to.
You got to know how to do it.
Can you imagine how awkward that would feel if you stand in front of the mirror trying to decide on your picture face, my always picture face? It'd be about as awkward as boots on a cruise ship.
That is awkward.
Lindsay, I made that up.
Lindsay used to have a trick about how to smile in pictures. And I forget all the details of how to do it, but like you put your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that like.
And push like toward the front, like the back of your teeth.
Yeah. And that like apparently tightens up your
yeah
double chin or whatever it is below your chin.
I see a lot of women on social medias doing that, except they let their tongue be seen in the picture. Like, and I know that sounds gross. You can hear it in the microphone, my lips smacking. But
yeah.
Yeah. You're not supposed to see the tongue.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to keep your teeth locked.
I don't know. Yeah. Stand in front of the mirror going, what's my picture face going to look like?
Yeah.
I hope this news is not true that you told me this morning, Riggins, or I don't know if any of us stand a chance of making a relationship work. If if Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are splitting up, then there's no hope for the rest of us.
Yeah. According to Us Weekly, things are not going great.
And didn't she just, aren't they saying that she just had a bunch of, sorry, like her third boob job and some stuff done to her, like a nose job, some other face things, really? But she won't have a facelift. But, you know. Yeah,
she doesn't need it if that, she's hot. I don't care. I mean, I know she's crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't
think she needs, in my humble opinion, she's a wackadoodle.
I don't think she needs to do a thing. I think she's just as perfect as you can look.
You hadn't seen that about her getting a new nose job and a, her third boob job. And and somebody said that she has gone with, I didn't look at the pictures and all that, but the scanning the story said that she went all 90s porn star boobs. So
bigger,
must be just huge and look like they're shining all the time because they're so fake looking.
Really?
That's what I pictured, 90s porn star looking.
What are they doing on your third boob job? Just making them bigger and pulling them up?
Well, it's when you see people who are to the regular folks, as they would say, who look at these people and think they're so beautiful. This girl is one like you. You think she's so beautiful, but she continuously goes in for cosmetic procedures. That's a sign that something's not right in her head. Oh, you got squirrels in her head. Because you see yourself in a different way and you're constantly obsessed over something that is not important in the grand scheme of things, you know, to regular people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, third boob job means that the first one, she either decided after a while that she didn't like them. A lot of times, though, they'll leak and stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't know any regular women who have had three boob jobs. Only time I've known women who have more than one, where it wasn't some complication or something, they just wanted them bigger.
Really?
Yeah. And you know someone who had a second boob job, maybe third, I don't know. But you know somebody, Riggins, who had a second boob job to get them bigger, and they got much bigger.
Hmm.
But I mean, obviously, I can't tell you right now. I can't say, I don't want to call them out for it, but... Yeah. But anyway, are they officially split up, or is this just a rumor? Tell me that this is just an awful, awful rumor.
Brace yourself. I think they have they've called off the engagement.
Yeah,
and they are now living separately.
Oh, I thought they had already called off the engagement. Or did they call it back on?
It's tough to follow that relationship timeline because I think they've broken up a couple times, but now it says they're not even living together in Malibu and. I mean,
oh God!
Yeah, I mean, if they can't make it, or doomed. I like them together because they, you know, she might be crazy on the inside, but he's crazy on the outside. Like you can look at him and go, okay, there's something going on. I mean, with the whole look of it, so I like it.
Yeah, so she's going in according to the reports. You know, some of the reports, she's going and getting more cosmetic surgery to change the way she looks, and then he. Is getting tattoos, just covering himself in black ink.
Yeah, I mean,
they're freaks.
Yeah, just in different ways.
Can you imagine the effed up stuff that they put those kids through, raising those kids in that kind of freak show?
Does she have custody of her kids?
I think so. Yeah, but you know, maybe she shares it with Brian Austin Green, her ex husband. But he seems pretty normal, but he can't be. You know, like I was saying the other day, there's no way he's normal because he married her and he, you know, he didn't marry her with her being just like a cool laid back chick who, you know, made him feel like a good partner. I mean, she had to have some issues. So he must as well. And people go, oh, how you judge everybody? Yeah, that's right. If you're choosing to marry and have children with a weirdo, then you got to be weird too. So there. All right. And we also have from the internets two young women bonding over something that is probably one of the stupidest things I've ever heard of in my life. And another sign that America has no shame anymore. No shame. Coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I wait till the music's off. Oh, there you go. I don't like yelling.
Yeah,
I'm a quiet person. I'm asking for a little bit of assistance here. I think my air conditioner in my truck needs some Freon/refrigerant, whatever they call it. We used to call it Freon back when I was a young man. If you have any idea how much a Freon would cost to put in a truck, will you let me know? It's just a regular pickup. It's not like an 18-wheeler truck. because I'm just curious. I mean, I think I got to have it either way. But when I was a young man, teenager, my older brother, owned a full-service gas station where I would pump gas in people's car and change their oil and do all of that kind of stuff. Well, one of the things that we did at the service station was put Freon in people's air conditioners. And it was about, I think the first can of it was $8 and then something like $6 for each can after that. And it never would take more than like three cans.
Oh, it takes multiple cans?
Sometimes, yeah. But I guarantee you it's probably by the time that's one of those things they probably put so many regulations on for those bull crap environmental things and all that. You probably have to go to a certified specialist mechanic that will charge for if you need this many pounds of it. They probably don't even charge you by the can. They probably have pressure pounds of this much. And I bet I'm not going to be able to get out of there for less than $500.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just guessing. And I don't know a thing about it. That's why I'm asking if somebody could let me know. And they go, well, you could Google it. But I tried Googling how much does it cost. And they just gave me a list of where they do it. And it didn't say how much it costs. But I'm just curious. But I don't have to have it right now because it's not going to be that hot now. But I'm going to have it.
Eventually, you will.
Yeah. But just as a cultural observation, how much is that now?
Yeah. Oh, they're going to take you to the cleaners.
And in the Bidenflation on top of it. Woo. Mm-hmm. All right. More of the Graham Slam. This is, these are two young ladies, and do they do a podcast together, or is one of them a guest on the other one's podcast?
Yeah, I think that's the way it works. One woman is hosting a podcast and talking to her friend about something they have in common.
Right. And first of all, women will search for the slightest little thing that they have to bond with another woman over. And it used to be something that was good and wholesome, you know, like women who both enjoyed baking.
Yeah.
You know, back in the good old days.
Sure.
But now women have just tried so hard to become men and act like men that this is the kind of crap that we get. Yeah. Women bonding over this.
I think when I was in college.
Was it college for you?
I don't know. That's what I remember, because one of my good friends from college also doesn't wash her hands. And it was like how we had that bonding experience. One day I was like, I'm just not going to wash them. She was like, I'm not either. I don't wash my hands.
I don't really trust people that wash their hands because, well, one, I don't think it does anything to actually wash. It doesn't do anything to actually wash them.
I do wash if I go number two.
They didn't used to wash them back in like way back in the day when they didn't have, and you would go to the bathroom around the outhouse. Nobody washed their hands then, and there was less diseases.
I sometimes like my roommates tell them I'll have to like turn the water on because I'm like, I don't want them to think I'm like disgusting.
I'll turn the water on and like take a text.
When you're at work and someone that you know goes into the stall, you're like, well, I guess I'll fake wash my hands now.
We're always in the bathroom with Kate, and I'm always like
we also don't shower. I think when I was in
never heard anything like that.
So they're bragging to each other about how they don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And does she really think that people were healthier back then when there was an outhouse and they didn't wash their hands because they didn't have running water and things like that?
That was an interesting statistic or, you know, factoid to bring up. There were less diseases.
Right.
What?
The life expectancy was like 60.
Yeah. Because
there were so many things going around and killing people and everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think uninformed. Now, I don't know, but it just seems uninformed. Maybe there were less diseases. Who knows?
But is that something for a young woman to be bragging about?
I don't know. I think you're trying to be provocative. You're on a podcast. You're trying to be interesting and provocative. I can see why you would bring it up. You're like, here's something interesting about me. But I think it's wild to do that in real life. Like to not wash your hands.
Well, the one said, when I go number two, when I go number two.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. They just sound dumb.
Well,
I mean, even if you don't, it's not anything to be bragging about, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the thing I bring up, but we all share embarrassing things about our lives sometimes. I get it. I understand why you would bring it up, but it is shocking. I've never heard of anybody that has admitted to it and justified it with those reasons.
Hmm.
Like, oh, I'm so glad I have somebody else that does this. It's like, okay.
But I guess that's more of a, I don't know whether it used to be more of a women trait is to always need that reassurance that I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
If another woman does this, then I know I'm not alone out there and I shouldn't. You know, it just takes one other woman so then they can go, okay, well, I'm fine then. I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
But I found another woman that poisons her husband's food sometimes.
All good.
Yeah. Or it may just be a younger person thing because of always needing, because of social media and everything, always needing approval and attention from strangers. You know, you always get validation from people constantly.
Yeah.
But from everything to look what I'm doing for fun right now to look at my meal, look at my drink, you know, I'm jealous, that looks delicious. And go, oh yes. Mm-hmm. Stranger said my food looked good.
Yeah.
At Cheesecake Factory. My cheesecake looked good. You know.
But it's kind of like the new version of like all, women always needing to go to the bathroom with their friend. You know, it's a little bit of support and looking for, you know.
Why women always got to have support on every little thing?
I don't know. Fellowship in the bathroom. I don't know. I think guys should start doing it, though. You want to go to the bathroom?
I thought you meant just asking for support on it. You know,
that too.
I would love a little support from you, Riggins, to, yeah, for you to tell me something gross that you do, yeah, that should be a private personal thing,
yeah,
a personal fail for you.
Yeah.
Make me feel better about mine.
Yeah. They find comfort in knowing that they're not the only one.
Hmm. You think it's funny when women fart, like in entertainment and stuff? I guess
no, not really.
I don't. Like my Honey Boo Boo and them, when they, yeah, first came, and that was part of the that Mama June thing, was that they'd all sit around farting and,
yeah,
and
stuff. I can appreciate trashy behavior as long as it's, yeah, funny. And the Honey Boo Boo thing, it was like, it was just trashy without being that funny.
Yeah. There's a difference to me in trashy behavior, doing something trashy that can be funny, and just doing something crude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like when you were doing the Rate My Redneck thing the other night on the Fanatico experience, those are great examples of like trashy, but also funny, mm-hmm, and kind of charming.
Yeah, yeah, charming, endearing a little bit.
Yeah, a little,
you
bit,
know, rather than, yeah, just, we sit around and fart.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
I don't like that, Riggins. I don't like it.
I don't either.
I'm dreading getting home because I'm going to start cleaning the house.
Yeah.
I might have to go find something to do. Tell Jody that I had to go interview somebody or something.
Yeah. Just spray some air freshener around, and that makes it seem clean.
I got to, you know, dust and vacuum and all that women's work.
Mm-mm-mm.
So it's like one week I'm having to do all the yard work, and then now I'm having to do women's work in the house.
Got you working overtime.
Mm-hmm. I know. All right, but I guess I don't need to hold you. You don't have any reason to be killing time to stay away from home, so.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Oh, and I do have to have stuff. I have to record stuff for you today for social medias, yeah, and all, so maybe that can get me out of it.
Yeah, say I'm busy cutting promos,
mm-hmm,
putting food on the table.
Right.
And speaking of the table, you missed a spot.
Yeah, she'll like that.
I think so.
All right, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.